7月27号星期五，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。星期四是美国的感恩节，今年疫情下的感恩节可能没有大型的家庭聚会，也没有黑色星期五的购物人潮，但是不变的是人们的感恩之心以及伸出援手的爱心。我们来看记者鲍荣和宁露从首都华盛顿发来的报道。今天是美国最重要的传统节日之一感恩节，这也开启了从感恩节到新年之间长达一个多月的所谓假日季节。在美国，假日不仅意味着美食礼物，还有与家人团聚，还意味着帮助有需要的人们。今年因为疫情的缘故，更多的人失去了工作甚至是住所。全国性的公益组织 Feeding America 指出，今年需要食物还有其他物资救助的人数比往年增加了60%。与此同时，越来越多的个人、公益组织还有宗教团体也自发地组织起来，在这个感恩节为周围的居民送去温暖。我现在所在的就是位于华盛顿特区的美国基督长老教会，这个教堂的工作人员们在感恩节当天的上午依然在忙碌。他们和当地一个叫做 Central Union Mission 的公益组织合作，为特区的居民们准备了一场免下车的食物还有衣物派送的公益活动。我们可以看到，在我的身后呢，不断是有热心的人士开车前来捐赠食物还有衣物，而工作人员呢也是有条不紊的收集还有发放物资。那么今天的食物呢，我们看到有比较传统的这个火鸡啊、土豆泥还有南瓜派等等，而且衣物看起来也非常的整洁还有干净，大多是冬天的一些棉袄还有大衣等等。那么时不时呢也有前来领取物资的人士，那么不管是捐赠的人、领取物资的人还是工作人员，他们都戴着口罩保持着社交距离。
Purpose of today's event is to allow members of the community to give on Thanksgiving. They are here to donate food, clothing, diapers, paper products, PPE, things that need to keep, people need to stay safe during COVID, like cleaning products. They're here to donate those as a way of giving thanks to God, as a way of giving thanks, and to reaching out to others in our community.
So I think it's just important to give back on a day where we give so much thanks because we've been blessed certainly so much. So just important to give back, help to others who aren't as fortunate as we are. To just kind of ensure that Thanksgiving can still happen for as many people as possible in a safe way that follows all the restrictions that have been put in line for us.
与此同时，全美的各个地方都有慈善组织还有志愿者们做着类似的事情，为需要的人们送去温暖。接下来我们就一起去了解一下。
弗吉尼亚州的马纳萨斯无家可归的收容中心距离首都华盛顿大约1小时的车程，在今年的节庆季节，志愿工作者为他们提供传统的感恩节晚餐。
Today we serve everyone here with turkeyham, mashed potato, and pumpkin pies. These are popular traditional American foods on this occasion.
美国每年年底的节庆季节始于11月，这一向是慈善团体最忙碌的时候。他们在此期间拜访收容所，为有需要的人提供食品，并表达关爱。
Fresh meal is definitely helping people living here. They can count on coming here and getting something good to eat. Coming off the street and making the best of their days.
由于新冠疫情持续不断，许多支持无家可归者的活动，像在公共场所提供热餐和分发冬衣，都被取消。因此，今天来访的活动既有意义又有帮助。
Any meals, any donations that we get, it always helps them. Right now it's quiet because they're sleeping, but they'll be up very soon looking for something to eat. So this meal actually came right on time for lunch.So yeah, it would definitely help.
When people gather for Thanksgiving, we feel lucky that we are surrounded by family, friends, and loved ones. These needy here might feel lonely and miserable, lacking those sacred things in life. That's why we come here to show love and understanding.
这个团体还准备了80份餐点，在感恩节当天提供给另一个收容所。这是一种在艰难时期帮助那些不太幸运的人的方式。美国之音记者阮来，弗吉尼亚州马纳萨斯报道。
感恩节前，美国当选副总统哈里斯也来到首都华盛顿特区的一家社区厨房，向在那里志愿服务的义工送上节日的祝福。
Hi everybody! Happy Thanksgiving! Happy Thanksgiving!
11月25日，当选副总统哈里斯与丈夫道格·艾姆霍夫一起来到位于首都华盛顿一个社区的特区中心厨房，向那里的志愿者送上感恩节的问候。
So we brought you all some cookies. They're individually wrapped, so we'll be safe, but just as a thanks. One in six families in America is describing their children as being hungry. One in five are describing an inability to pay rent. These are real issues, and the folks that we are talking about, whoever they voted for, deserve to have leadership that sees them through the lens of the life they are living.
在周二，说唱歌手摇舌者钱斯和他的慈善组织社会工作来到芝加哥的一个社区，为那里的居民送上免费的火鸡。
Like they have us as a family, social works as a family is important to us, and so we're trying to get back as much as possible.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy holidays.
Got it. Oh, the people were so happy. Some of them were in the line in their cars for 2 hours, some 3 hours. So they were very happy to get what they could. Right there.
25日，加州洛杉矶的非盈利慈善组织洛杉矶使命继续一年一度的食品和必需品分发活动，以帮助有需要的低收入人群。
4,000, we are ready to feed 4,000. Me and my crew, we worked constantly at this to just make sure that whoever didn't have was able to have a nice Thanksgiving meal this year.
You know, after weeks and months of, you know, the COVID and all these issues of unemployment, it's nice to feel a sense of belonging. And the way they go about getting volunteers and everyone to get together and organize this whole thing in such a package way, it makes you feel some source of worth, self-worth.
美国之音新闻报道。
在星期四感恩节这一天，特朗普总统通过视讯从白宫向美军发表讲话，当选总统拜登则以英文和西班牙文双语投书媒体，感谢在前线对抗疫情的美国人。详细情况我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是的，特朗普总统呢，今天在5点的时候，就在我们节目进行的当时呢，他正在白宫当中进行记者会。原本呢，他是要透过视讯的方式来对美国的美军发表讲话，祝他们感恩节快乐。但是他临时决定呢，让媒体都到现场，因为呢，他邀请了各个军种的军人来到白宫当中，那包括了海军，包括了所谓的太空军，还有其他的军人啊，都来到当中。那么他也会让他们在这今天的这个记者会上面来发表说话。那么特朗普总统呢，在讲话当中，他说他对于美国的军人呢，现在是非常的开心，他能够来对他们祝这个感恩节快乐。那么呢，他特别要对六大军种的美军呢，尤其是他们派驻在世界各国没有办法回家的美军的军人，来祝他们感恩节快乐。那并且呢，感恩他们的这个牺牲。那么他并且也提出来呢，说好几位他今天请到白宫当中的包括提姆西中校呢，他说呢，他当时在中东地区呢来打击极端的伊斯兰主义，那么呢来平息所谓这个中东的危机，那么呢让美国的家庭在美国的土地上呢能够安心的睡觉。那么他所以他也特别说呢，对太空军他是感到非常的骄傲，现在呢已经花了这个$25亿呢来进行更多的部署跟建造。那么他也特别提到了美国海军军舰这个丘吉尔号呢的这个舰上的官兵也来到了白宫，也或者是在这个视讯上来跟他一块的来讨论。那么他特别也提到呢，美军在这个进行这个武汉肺这个新冠疫情的时候呢，特别所做的一些部署的工作。他说呢，美军在一些传递一些防护的物资，包括口罩、呼吸器，还有医药器材等等呢方面呢，都做出了很多的贡献。那么在今天呢，他再度的使用到了"中国病毒"这个字，他说了 "China virus"。那么呢，他非 另外也特别强调了说太空军的建造是非常必要的。他说尤其呢遇到中国还有俄罗斯这样强劲的对手，以及其他的国家呢也在太空方面极其之尊啊，所以他说太空军是非常的重要。那么他特别也提到呢说在他任内的成就包括了前两天我们看到这个道琼斯工业指数呢突破了这个30000点，那他表示呢这个是历史性的一个创举。那么他特别也提到了现在呢已经有两家公司，也就是莫德纳还有辉瑞制药公司呢已经研发出疫苗，正在美国的食品药物管理局当中准备受到批准。那么他说呢接下来就是要看看有哪些最需要的人，包括老年人还有第一线的医护人员，包括医生跟护士等等呢，要让他们先来获得这个疫苗。那么呢白宫呢则是在星期三晚上就已经先行发出了特朗普总统的感恩节的公告。在公告当中呢他也特别当然提到了这个在新冠疫情当中呢在第一线的医护人员的贡献以及美军的贡献。那么在这个感恩节的早上呢，特朗普总统则是先前往了位于弗吉尼亚州的特朗普国家高尔夫球场来打高尔夫球，那么之后呢在下午大约3点之前才回到了白宫。那么这个拜登呢则是在前一天已经发表了感恩节的电视讲话，他特别呼吁了美国民众在节日期间也要来遵守防疫的事项，避免新冠疫情扩大。那么星期四呢拜登则是以英文还有西班牙文双语呢投书媒体，来表达对第一线的工作人员、医护人员、老师、家长、科学家还有研究人员的感谢。同时呢拜登他说他也感谢勇敢的美国人。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅发自白宫的报道。美国当选总统拜登本周陆续公布其政府内阁人员的名单，多位国会共和党人对拜登提名的外交及国安团队人选表示质疑。参议院情报委员会代理主席卢比奥星期二在推特上发文暗示他有可能对拜登所提名的国安团队投反对票。卢比奥的表态或将预示着如果共和党人明年继续保持对参议院的控制，新政府的内阁官员确认程序可能面临国会阻力。到目前为止，拜登提名的下届政府内阁名单人选皆需要通过参议院确认听证和表决程序，只有国安顾问和总统气候特使的人事任命除外。美国最高法院周三以5票对4票的结果禁止纽约州在新冠疫情高发区的礼拜场所实施人数限制。特朗普总统任命的大法官艾米·康尼·巴雷特投下的赞成票促成了这样的判决结果。保守派首席大法官约翰·罗伯茨和3名自由派大法官投出了反对票。最高法院判定该限制违反美国宪法第一修正案保障宗教自由的核心精神。纽约州长库莫10月6日发布禁令，给疫情高发区的基督教犹太教堂设定10至25人的人数限制。今年稍早，自由派大法官金斯伯格去世前，最高法院在有关内华达州和加利福尼亚州的2起类似案件中，都以5票对4票的结果支持继续实施类似禁令。今年10月，保守派大法官巴雷特接任了金斯伯格的职位。美国一家研究机构显示，尽管特朗普的许多总统赦免引发争议，包括他在本周大赦他的助手迈克尔·弗林，但是特朗普赦免的人数要远远少于过去的一个世纪里他的任何一位前任。皮尤研究中心使用来自司法部的汇总数据说，自2017年他上任以来，特朗普总统已经发布了包括周三对弗林的赦免在内的29项赦免以及16项减刑。相比之下，特朋友的前任奥巴马在其8年任期内共发出了212次赦免和1715次减刑。老布什总统在他的4年任期内发出了74次赦免，但只有3次减刑。美国企业研究所亚洲研究项目主任卜大年最近发表新书《中国噩梦：一个摇摇欲坠政权的远大野心》。这位曾任职五角大楼的中国问题专家对美国之音记者莫宇说，中国试图重塑全球秩序，但其内部却存在着许多脆弱性。这样一个有全球野心却内部积弱的国家，对美国乃至全球构成威胁，他将其称为中国噩梦。来听一听卜大年怎么说。
It's a nightmare because China is absolutely very strong and powerful, but it's beset and hindered by internal weaknesses and frustrations, and so it's lashing out. So this kind of dynamic where you have a strong and powerful nation frustrated by unmet ambitions poses a special kind of danger. I think China's vulnerabilities and weaknesses are both a challenge and an opportunity. If the United States takes advantage of some of those vulnerabilities, makes China understand that if it lashes out, that it is very vulnerable to U.S. counteraction, I believe we can better deter certain Chinese actions. We should tell Beijing privately that an attack on Taiwan means the end of the One China policy and recognition of Taiwan's diplomatically. I think we should tell them that there's the political consequence is very, very high for China.
通常感恩节之后的黑色星期五是节日购物季的开始，但由于新冠病毒大流行，今年预计将迎来不同于以往的黑色星期五。来看记者许湘云和张伟的报道。
感恩节过后的星期五被称作黑色星期五，商家常会在这天推出消费者意想不到的折扣。商场通常会在星期五的凌晨，甚至是感恩节的晚餐时间之后开始营业，一直到隔天的早晨。不过今年由于新冠疫情，情况可能会有所不同。记者所在的这间商场今年便取消了在感恩节以及星期五凌晨营业的惯例。专家表示，由于安全因素，今年的黑色星期五可能不会出现往年人山人海的景象，取而代之的是消费者将更多的转向网络购物。
One, people are just more reluctant to go out, and probably rightfully so. They're concerned about the spread of the virus, and things in the United States right now in particular are pretty bad. So I think we'll see people wanting to shop online and perhaps do things like curbside delivery. At the same time, I think that retailers feel the same way. They are not going to want to be the source of a super spread event. Nobody wants to turn Black Friday into a Black Plague. So I think what we'll see from the retailers, and we're seeing it already, is extending Black Friday pricing earlier. A lot of places have started already, and emphasizing their e-commerce, their curbside delivery, contactless, and all those kind of things.
美国鞋类分销零售商会主席普利斯特对美国之音说，为刺激疫情下的买气，亚马逊今年将会员折扣日从十月提前至七月，许多竞争对手因而跟进，折扣季节可说是提前开跑。过往在黑色星期五才会出现的折扣，今年早在数周前就已开始。
Never in my time in this job and working so many years in retail and footwear in particular have I seen such a spreading out of the opportunities for savings for the industry. But we'll see more online opportunities. And then Cyber Monday is the Monday after Black Friday. And I suspect we're seeing a lot of Cyber Monday numbers right now that we would have normally seen on that day in a typical year. But this is not a typical year for sure.
尽管网购似乎杀出一条血路，鲍尔州立大学经济系教授霍维茨认为，眼下经济前景充满不确定性，许多人失业，不确定何时能返回就业市场，也不知是否会有下一轮纾困金。他对今年的节日购物销售额不抱乐观态度。
So my guess is that people aren't going to spend as much on the holidays this year, even though it's more convenient perhaps to do it with e-commerce. I think also if they're not getting together in person for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for whatever, makes it also less likely that they'll buy as much as they did before. I think people are going to be a little more conservative, a little more careful, given all that uncertainty.
普利斯特则对销售前景感到乐观。他说，许多品牌在疫情下表现亮眼，特别是满足在家需求以及户外活动的产品，像是登山鞋、慢跑鞋、拖鞋、休闲鞋等。此外，新冠疫情改变了人们的购物习惯，特别是以往不善网购的族群。
Over half of surveyed baby boomer footwear consumers in our country year after year had never bought shoes online ever. And I think because of COVID, the socialization of using e-commerce to purchase everything from groceries to mattresses to footwear will lead us to have a more, I think, productive holiday shopping season online than we would have normally.
有趣的是，普利斯特说，在2020年第三季度，尽管实体店人流量减少，转化率却大幅增高，也就是说，顾客的购买力提升了。人们走进店里就是打算消费，而且买的更多，不同于疫情前可能只是逛街消遣，只看不买。这点在家庭零售渠道尤其明显。他说，新冠疫情令人们更常待在家里，很多人会在网上先做功课和比价，对款式质量有一定程度的了解，到了有试穿优势的实体店更能速战速决。霍维茨表示，新冠疫情改变了人们的消费形态，即便疫情结束也不会出现太大变化，过往黑色星期五人潮汹涌的情况将不复见。
I suspect that people are going to want to continue have found buying online convenient. Certainly the one thing I think will definitely stick around will be the curbside delivery kinds of things where you order aheadThey bring it out to your car. That's I think that will be successful. And I think more and more companies will feel the pressure to have better and better apps to make sure that this happens smoothly. I think also it's going to put pressure on the delivery folks like the post office and UPS and FedEx to make sure that they're getting things done and are prepared for a lot of work this season as well, too.
普利斯特认为疫情结束后将看到更多美国人前往实体店购物。因为和朋友出门逛街购物是美国人一直以来的习惯，而这个乐趣因为疫情被压抑许久。
We've heard a lot about the retail apocalypse upon us well before COVID, and that was because e-commerce was here and it was disrupting brick and mortar retail. Well, I can tell you, COVID was the real retail apocalypse. Stores were closed altogether. Foot traffic has gone down to zero in March and April.And I think now we're trying to figure out what is the right size for brick and mortar retail in the United States.
美国之音许湘云、张伟，华盛顿报道。
阿根廷正在为本周三去世的足球巨星马拉多纳举行纪念仪式，在美国的佛罗里达州的阿根廷社区，那里的民众也表示了哀悼。来看报道。
阿根廷足球巨星迭戈·马拉多纳星期三去世，终年60岁，定于星期四在布宜诺斯艾利斯郊区下葬。阿根廷媒体报道说，这位主攻球员死于心肺问题。马拉多纳多年来一直和酗酒以及药物成瘾问题做斗争。在佛罗里达州南海滩的小布宜诺斯艾利斯，许多民众对马拉多纳的逝世表达哀悼，称他对阿根廷有重大意义。
I was shocked. I knew that he was having a bad time. He was at the hospital. He was not, he had some health issues. But well, I was shocked because he's really an icon for Argentina, for football as we call it.
I don't like what he did to his kids, that he didn't want to recognize them, and his political views I didn't like. But he was a great player.That's all I care about Maradona, and that he represented Argentina in the world.
Y estoy muy triste porque se fue el mejor jugador de la historia de todos los tiempos, que fue Diego Armando Maradona. Un hombre que nos ha dado tantas alegrías, tanto gozo, nos trajo la Copa del Mundo.Por eso hoy Argentina y el mundo entero está de luto por la partida del mejor jugador de todos los tiempos.
He is, he really is. He is, I think, you know, he was already a king until 1986, and that in that World Cup, I think for many people, he became a god.
出身贫寒的马拉多纳1986年率领阿根廷队在墨西哥夺取了世界杯冠军。他代表阿根廷参加了91场比赛，34次射门得分，曾参加了4次世界杯大赛，于1997年结束了职业足球生涯。美国之音新闻报道。
福特汽车公司的工人最近可能已经注意到有几只机器狗在工厂的车间漫步，这家汽车制造商找来一些四条腿的机器人帮忙测绘工厂车间图。这些机器狗能爬楼梯、开门，还可以进入狭窄的空间，最终可以为人类同事节省时间和金钱。来看美国之音记者郑蒂娜的报道。
这是人类最好的朋友的机器人版本。这些来自波士顿动力公司的四条腿机器人被部署在密西根州的福特汽车公司工作。
We were looking at a way to get into tight spots within our facilities, and Spot, who we nicknamed Fluffy, came up as a brainstorming idea. We could mount a 360 high-resolution camera onto it, as well as a laser scanner.
毛毛和一个叫斯考特的自动机器人合作，创造出一个工厂车间的 3D 地图。
They autonomously go through the plant, and then stop, scan, move, stop, scan to waypoints like a GPS.
毛毛可以到斯考特无法到的地方，有助于创造一个更完整的空间地图。当工程师在重新调整用于生产新车型的平面图时，可以帮得上忙。
In some of our final assembly areas, the facility is changing monthly.
根据不同的工作需要，可以为机器狗定做各种传感器。
Chemical manufacturing, you want a gas sensor to see if there's a leakage in the environment so that you can fix the leak faster.Other customers need a thermal camera so that they can look at the performance of some of their industrial equipment and say, oh, that is overheating and that could potentially cause a problem.
在危险的环境中保障工人的安全是使用这种机器人的主要好处之一。收集更多种类的数据也一样。
We're creating all of these systems to interpret and collect and analyze big data.The problem is that we can only get a very narrow set of data into the systems.
这个机器人和固定传感器不同，它可以被编程到任何地点去收集数据。波士顿动力公司目前正把斑点狗租赁出去，租用的公司可以找出使用它的各种方法。对某些人来说，这只机器狗可能成为一只非常听话的狗狗。美国之音记者郑丽娜报道。
华盛顿的木偶商店木偶天堂已经经营了20多年，这个地方出售各种跟木偶有关的东西。来看报道。
Where's your feet? Those are big shoes.
Wow.
You don't see it.
They're soft, very soft.
You have to go to Italy to see it.
木偶商店老板奥尔本·奥杜拉米通常是这样跟他的顾客打招呼的。邓恩·格里科经常光顾，他在这里为孙辈和侄女买了许多木偶，甚至还为自己买了一个。
My elevator lets off right down the hall here, so I'm constantly walking by literally every day. He has such a great variety of puppets, and he's constantly changing them out, so you never get bored walking by. I'm always walking by here, I never get bored.
生于贝宁的奥杜拉米是一个职业木偶表演师。1980年代。他曾在贝宁电视台工作。1990年代，他应贝宁驻美大使馆的邀请来到华盛顿。
I gave many puppet shows at the Reef Center in D.C. and I went to the Olympic in 1996. I was invited by the Atlanta Committee for the Olympic, so for the puppetry. So I gave puppet show there.And during that time, I have the idea since I saw that in America they like to do things for their children. I say I'm going to open a puppet store so I can have puppet from all over the world.
这家商店吸引的顾客不仅来自首都华盛顿地区，也来自全国各地。虽然要上网购买木偶很容易，但要学会如何操纵就不那么简单了。奥杜拉米说，顾客通常会带孩子来店里。这样他就能简单的教孩子们表演。
They are just like my children, you know. I play with them, and I enjoy play, you know, show customer, especially children, and how to use it, because the children are the future.
你可以在木偶天堂找到各种各样的木偶，从传统提线木偶到手套和手指木偶、杖头木偶以及皮影木偶戏。甚至还有赋予假人。
All puppets have stories to teach children. Whether police, whether nurse, whether all kind of puppet have a role in the society, you know. So to teach children.
奥杜拉米不知道他的商店目前有多少木偶，他们来来去去，数目一直在改变。但有一件事是永远不变的，那就是奥杜拉米对自己事业的热爱。美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫，弗吉尼亚州阿灵顿报道。
好了，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。